Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Rajulun min Ahli Jannah, a man from the people of paradise. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who is great, the one who is most forgiving, and the one who is all capable. He is the one who has called us to the way of forgiveness in his noble book, and he is the one who has promised us a great reward therein. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger, the leader of those who remember Allah, and the exemplar of those who praise him. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family and companions, all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah and myself, with the enjoining of taqwa. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day wherein which you will be returned back to Allah, and then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. أيها المسلمون, O Muslims. The great Sahabi Anas ibn Malik narrates that he was once sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and heard him say, يَطْلُو عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will come upon you now a man from the people of paradise. At once a man from Ansar appeared before them. And the next day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same thing, and that same man appeared again. And this happened on the third day until Abdullah bin Umar ibn al-As decided to follow that man, because he wanted to know what was it that this man did that made him from the Ahl, from the people of Jannah. And so when he followed him, he came upon him and asked that he could be hosted in his house. And that man, being a gracious host, agreed to host Sayyidina Abdullah. And so Abdullah ibn Amr ended up staying with him in his house. And at that point, he stayed with him for at least 3 nights, until he felt the need to speak to him. And he said that he had heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say the words, يَطْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, for 3 consecutive days, and in each time it was this man. So he said, what is it that you actually do that makes you a person of Jannah? Because to Sayyidina Abdullah's own mind, having lived with him for 3 days and 3 nights, he had not seen anything out of the extraordinary. He did not see anything that would mark him out in a way that we could say, yes, because of this extra ibadah, or this extra worship, or this extra fasting, or this extra getting up in the night, he has become from those people who are Ahl al-Jannah. Rather, he seemed very much ordinary like everyone else in terms of doing just the ibadah that was asked. And the man responded by saying, I do not do much except what you saw. But he said, the only thing that I do that may be distinguished is that I do not find in my heart any hatred or enmity against any one of the believers. In fact, the man went on to say that he would not sleep at night except that he ensured that his heart was free of such haqad, such hatred and hasad and envy for anyone. In other words, he would sleep with a heart that was of salam at the sadr, a peaceful and content heart, a heart that was at rest with the entire world, not having hatred for anyone. Brothers and sisters, we can see the value of having such a heart, when it was this very attribute of this man that made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, not once, not twice, but 3 days in succession, pointing to the Sahaba that this Sahabi was a person of Jannah. How many of us may sometimes forget this great, great act of simply purifying our hearts, of ensuring that we let go of grudges, ensuring that we let go of enmity, learning to forgive and let be. The Prophet ﷺ is described as someone who كان يعفو ويسفح. He's someone who used to always be forgiving, but he used to also let it go as if there was nothing worth forgiving. In other words, he wouldn't remind a person. He would have a heart that had that ability to let go. Why? Because his heart was attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we allow grudges and things that happened to us in the past from this person and that person pull our hearts away, the more it doesn't have that space and that ability to just be with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'inna al-qulub, as we said in one of the previous khutbas. Is it not through the remembrance of Allah that hearts find rest? And the dhikr of Allah cannot coexist when your heart is making dhikr of shay'un siwa, of something other than Allah, which could be the enmities and the grudges and the many things that the heart has taken space in. And so one of the greatest things we can do, this really is one of the greatest ibadah. Many a time we think ibadah is outward acts of rituals or things that we do, but the weight of those rituals goes back to the purity of that heart. And hence purifying your heart and getting out of it any of the hatred we have is in and of itself one of the greatest acts of ibadah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, describes this attribute of afu, He says this is what the things He loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْفَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He says, pardon and overlook people, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves those who are the muhsineen, those who do good. Allah has made this an attribute of those who are the muhsineen, those who He loves. And this is beautiful, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have this. Why? Because He said, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Because someone who is able to forgive and someone who is able to overlook, then they have this tremendous reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the nature of all of our relationships. If we can be and reflect this, then we will find our relationships work. And that's why we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning this, these attributes of afu, forgiveness, as being the bedrock of the most foundational of relationships, the relationship between the husband and the wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُوا لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَأُوا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. He said, and to forgive and forget is nearer to taqwa. And do not forget the fadl, the righteousness and graciousness between you. If a husband and wife cannot just let go, cannot just say, it's fine, it's okay, to learn to gracefully lose once in a while in your arguments, to learn to not remember what was done in the past, but to be present and remember the gratitude and the honor of having a life partner. If this skill is not learnt, then what happens to a marriage? It becomes a bitter standoff. It becomes a constant battle for supremacy, where either there's a constant feud, or you'll find one person takes on the role of the oppressor and the other takes on the role of the oppressed. These kind of dysfunctional relationships we find. And the one who's the role of the oppressor is in reality oppressing himself. And so we want beautiful marriages. We want the marriages where the Quran says that you are a garment for them, you are a libas for them, and they are a libas for you. A nature of garment and the nature of clothes is that we cover one another, that we're able to cover the nakedness and the vulnerability of each other in a way of protection. And this can only happen when we embody this attribute of afu, of being able to let go, being able to forgive, because there is no perfection except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so each of us will make mistakes and each of us will occasionally fall short. So if we can't bring a bit of lightheartedness and a bit of this easiness into our relationships, then we'll have problems. And that's why one of the definitions of the Prophet ﷺ was he was layyinul janib. He was easy going to those around him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, as the Quran says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, to repel that which is discomforting and bad with that which is best, which is always good. For you will see, if you do that, then the one to which you had enmity will become as if he was your close friend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to embody this in our relationships with all of our people around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to heal the wounds of our own hearts and to allow to let go, so we can be healing presences for others in their own healing. وَمَا ذَعْلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not increase a servant who's able to forgive and forget, except that he increased him in izz, in honor and prestige. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this ability and give us ta'a, devotion towards his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and towards those he's given us and ordered us to show ta'a or piety towards. And I say this and I ask his forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.